Chapter 8. Ashtavakra then proceeds to dwell on the nature of bondage and release and reiterates the need to be egoless, that is, without the I sense, and to remain without either accepting or rejecting.
Ashtavakra said, bondage is when the mind desires or grieves for something, rejects or holds on to something, is pleased or displeased about something. Liberation is when the mind does not desire anything, grieve over anything, reject or hold on to anything, is not pleased or displeased about anything. Bondage is when the mind is tangled in any experience of the senses. Liberation is when the mind is not tangled in any of the senses. When there is no I, there is liberation. When there is I, there is bondage. Considering this, easily refrain from holding on to anything and from rejecting anything.